As our KCBS Newswatch continues now, the Israeli and Palestinians are hopeful that a joint student project on board the Columbia may have survived the weekend disaster. KCBS reporter Ron Nasso joins us live now with the story. Ron?
Rebecca, they picked the best for the experiment. There is Israeli medical student Yoval Lando, who worked hand-in-hand with Palestinian biology student Tariq Adwan. The experiment involves studying microorganisms. Dr. Len Traubman with the Jewish-Palestinian Living Room Dialogue Group says bringing these students together could not have happened without the Internet.
It really is now the citizen century. And 9/11 showed that a few people, independent of government, can do a lot of damage and bring us to our knees. But a few people, well-motivated, who want the best for everyone, can really help change the direction of history.
Libby Traubman says it was through a network of people that the Palestinian student joined the Israeli student for the experiment.
The cooperative efforts like this between people who think they're enemies and come together, realize that they have very much in common. They appreciated each other's intelligence. They're working together. They're going to continue to work together.
Reportedly found in the debris, Rebecca, was a box still intact. Everyone hopes it contains the experiment. Live in San Mateo, Ron Nasso, KCBS All News 74.